This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. June is Pride Month, the month to commemorate the ongoing LGBTQ plus rights movement and to celebrate the community. It's also a time to reflect on the histories and personal stories that have taken place across the globe and right here in Canada. Joining me now to explore some of the history of Pride in Canada is Nisha Iswaran, the co-author of the book Out North, an Archive of Queer Activism and Kinship in Canada. Nisha is a PhD candidate in the Department of English and Cultural Studies at McMaster University in Hamilton. And Nisha joins me now by Skype from London, England. Hey, Nisha, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for making time to be with us today.
Thanks so much, Dave. I'm glad to be here.
So you and your co-author, Craig Jennings, took a few years to produce this book using material from an organization called The Archives, and that's Archives with a Q. Can you tell us a bit more about this organization and what they do?
Yeah, The Archives is one of the largest independent LGBTQ archives in the world. It's in Toronto, Ontario. It used to be called the Canadian Lesbian and Gay Archives until recently. And it started in 1973 as a way of sort of collecting materials from like the queer community and to sort of keep records for a community that didn't have other sort of avenues to memorialize and keep sort of remembrances. So that's the history.
So the book Out North was released this year. So what were some of the angles that you took in the book, and what were some of the artifacts that you've included?
We're really excited, I think, about the range of artifacts we were able to put in. So they were all taken from the archives collection, and it's only a tiny portion of the archives' actual collection. And of course, the archives collection itself It has materials from all over the country, but it's not a complete archive. So what we did is we tried to tell a story about the sort of queer history in Canada and the kind of solidarities that were formed between women and men, between different racial communities, between straight and queer communities. So we were hoping to kind of tell a story that reflected what the archives has, but also maybe gave us a bit more, a bit of a closer look into the intimate lives of people who are working together to slowly change the role of queer people in society.
When people think about the movement, one of the flashpoints that people talk about is in 1969, the Stonewall Uprising that took place in New York. But there are so many flashpoints that existed in Canada as well. For example, the Toronto bathhouse raids happened 12 years later. From the archives, do we get an idea of what it was like for the LGBTQ plus community in the years leading up to those raids?
Yeah, the bathhouse raids certainly were a flashpoint, and we talk a little bit about that in the book. And we tried to show that leading up to this, there's a lot of organizing that was happening. The Body Politic, which was sort of the journal or the periodical that the archives was founded around, began in 1971. And since then, like during the 70s, there was lots of sort of formal organizing that was happening. So I think that I wasn't there in the 1970s, but my sense of things from spending time in the archives is that it was both like a time of real oppression, like real state and police oppression, but also some like exciting, hopeful forms of organizing against homophobia and violence.
How does something, a moment like those bathhouse raids, create a galvanization? What was the impact, the catalyzation that came from those bathhouse raids within the community?
they seem to have a really, really big impact. Right after the raids, like there were huge protests that happened called the sort of No More Shit or Enough is Enough raids that happened like all around Yonge Street. There were also sort of moments of real solidarity between communities that like racialized and queer communities that both experienced a lot of police and state violence. So it seemed to really kind of set off a new era in the fight for sort of rights.
We definitely want to encourage people to go out and check out the book Out North, but we also have you here now, so I at least want to pick your brain about some other moments that stand out to you, that some historical moments that are captured in this book that really stand out as truly landmark moments in the Canadian LGBTQ+ movement.
Okay. Yeah. What we did with the book is to try and think through both the really formal, important events in the history, but also try to find sort of smaller, lesser known moments or artifacts. So there are a few really major events, like the We Demand rally on Parliament Hill in 1971, which is one of the first big calls for for the state to kind of remove some of the legislated homophobia. But there are also lots of stories about individual people and communities trying to sort of change the social circumstances. So one of my favorite stories is the story of the Van Dykes, which was starting in Toronto, a group of kind of traveling lesbians lesbian separatists who sort of got into a van, changed their name to Van Dykes, and sort of traveled around the country and through the U.S. and through Mexico before sort of starting up a lesbian separatist farm in B.C. So their story is one of my favorite ones because I think it captures the kind of the hopefulness and the strangeness of the time.
Nisha, we're running out of time a little bit here, so I apologize that I'm kind of rushing through this question, but one of the neat things that's really emerged over the last couple of years is that various Pride organizations are finding different ways to celebrate Pride, and that's not just in pandemic times, it's well before the pandemic hit. A couple of years ago when I was living in Ottawa, a couple of the organizers created an audio-described walking tour around the downtown core to sort of share historical places, historical moments that were important to the community. How critical is it that we think about history at a human level?
Yeah, I think it's really important. It's one of the reasons I think Craig and I wanted to do this, because sort of we came of age in queer life just before the internet. And so it was so important for us to spend time in archives and learn about the history of all kinds of people. I think it's extremely interesting and important. And I think, it's exciting that people are finding new ways of doing that, like with the walking tours, but also trying to recover sort of forgotten, important queer activists and keepers of records and things like that.
Well, Nisha, it's a really fascinating project that you undertook here. So best of luck with the book, best of luck with your ongoing studies and your PhD work. And thank you for making time to be with us today.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
That is Nisha Swarn, co-author of the book Out North, an archive of queer activism and kinship in Canada. The book is available in accessible formats at the Centre for Equitable Library Access. And to learn more about the stories and histories of the LGBTQ2+ community in Canada, visit archives.ca. Now I'm going to spell that for you. ARQUIVES.ca. ARQUIVES.ca. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.